Welcome, sweetest friends. This should be a schuss for Avi Marini Marasi Sheyichyu, based in the Torah of Moreno Rosh Hashiva, Agon Ritzah Kodnu Zechat Sadik Lebracha. It says in the Torah of Avadum and Yosam Arba Meot Shana, Zatra Vachrechen Yetzer Vachush Gadol, that the Egyptians will enslave the Jewish people for 400 years, afflict them, and afterwards the Jews will leave with great bounty. The first half of the Pasuk is the Onesh, the Galus. The second half is the Nechama. That after the Inui, after the affliction, they're going to leave for Rechush Galto. And the question is that when Yaakov Avinu reached Be'er Sheva, when he was going down to Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to him. And he says to him, don't be afraid of going down to Mitzrayim, because I'm going to make you a great nation over there. So that sounds much better than Rechush Galto. Rechush Galto, you'll have a nice bank account. But here, I'm going to make you a great nation? That sounds like a much better pious, appeasement. So why did Hashem not tell Avram, why is the pious for Yetzias Mitzrayim Baruchush Gadol and not Kilagoy Gadol Asimcha like it was to Yaakov? In the parasha, if you read this Yaakov the Mitzrayim, it says Vayizbach Zvachim. The Ramban says that he was Zover Shlamim. Now this was the first time that we find Shlamim in the Torah. Until now, other Karbanos were Ola, like the Karbanos of Noach. And then the Ramban afterwards says some vague things, and we have no Esek Benisteros, but we're going to try to explain this Lefi Arkenu, according to our level. And we begin with the Yesod of the Gra, explaining the Gemara, Kol Anana Me'olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha K'ilu Mo'al. Anyway, his Nana from this world without a bracha, it's like he did Me'ila, misappropriation of holy things. As it says, Lashem Ha'aretz U'Milo'ah. It says, to God is the earth and everything in it. That's before the bracha. And if one uses it then, it's Me'ila. And after the bracha, it says, V'aretz Nesan Lefnei Adam, the land was given to us, the earth was given to us. So usually people understand that this is talking only about Birchas Hanen, and that the bracha creates a Metzias where the Aretz is Nesan Lefnei Adam. But when it comes to other brachas, like Birchas HaShevech V'Amitzvus, there's no Aretz Nesan Lefnei Adam. And the explanation is that Birchas Hanen, besides the chiyuv to make a bracha on food, on hana, there's also an Isser to be nana without a bracha. When you're making a praise, for example, on thunder, lightning, etc., if you didn't make a bracha, there's no isser. Just you weren't mekayim your chiyuv. So it's understood that the Birchas Hanenin activates a metzias whereby haaretz nasan lefnei adam. But brachas acheros, this isn't shaykh. It's haaretz nasan lefnei adam before the bracha. However, according to the Gra, when Chazal say the bracha makes it of haaretz nasan lefnei adam, this is referring to all types of brachas. Not that there's me'ila, it's only me'ila and birchas hananim. But when it comes to aretz nasan lefnei adam, because by me'ila there's takan isser, and by other brachas there's an isser. When it comes to aretz nasan, by birchas hananim there's an isser to be nana without a bracha. But when it comes to other brachas, you can't say that there's no v'aretz nasan lefnei adam. The other brachas also create a v'aretz nasan lefnei adam. Whether it's birchas hananim, birchas hashevach, birchas hamitzvahs, ala brachas. Why? Because we find in Lashon Chazal al Inyanim Achadim on certain matters, Nasa Shutuf LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereishis Shabbos Daf Yud Dain Shadon Din Emes Shabbos Kufi Tesam Beis Kol Mespal Ber Shabbos Omer Vayichulu. Person is a Shutuf LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereishis, and that is Shalidei Atzeiruf Shel Hashem Aretzim Alo Yachid V'Aretz Asan Levnei Adam. You take the earth was given, the earth is God's, and the earth was given to man. So now there's a shutfus. On one hand it's God's, and the other hand it was given to man. So there's a shutfus. Because the tafket abriya is that the glory of God should be revealed through the fact that man recognizes his honor and praises him. And therefore, when a person makes a brichas shevach l'mashal, it's like he's a shutuf in this bria. Because through this person, the bria achieved its purpose. Because he recognizes that it's from Hashem. He recognizes that it's there for Kavod Hashem. So that's why the Berachas HaShevach, you become a Shutuf Hashem. So it's really a V'aretz Nesan Lefnei Adam. Even in Berachas HaMitzvahs, we find that first Torah is giving to is God's. Torah is Hashem Cheftzo. And then Vayit to the Pasuk says, so Raso Yege Yom Alayla, it's yours. You're Zeicha to a Kinyan in your Torah when you learn properly. And the Chiddush is that V'aretz Nesan Lefnei Adam is even Ba'avoda. Becomes a kinyan, it's like a shutfus, it becomes yours also. So all brachas make a sin of Nei Adam. You become a shutf in Torah becomes yours. you become a shittif in the Bria when you make a Berachas HaShevach. So this applies to mitzvahs, this applies to Berachas HaShevach. All brachas, it becomes yours. You become a partner with God. And that would explain why 100 brachas that a person's obligated to make a day, every day, are comprised of all types of brachas. Nen and Shevach. Odoh, why? Mitzvahs. Either different categories, how can they combine? The answer is there's one yesod. And the yesod is they're all for arts, not sound of ne'adim dik. They're all make, the bracha makes it that it was given to us that we become a chelek, we have a partnership in this now. That's why Lashon Brachos is Nistar ben Ochech, Baruch Atah. It's Nochach, you, speaking directly, Asher Kedishanu Nistar. Or Begufa Brachos, Atachon Antanu, and the Chasim of Chonein, which is Lashon Nistar ben Ochech Yachad. Notice there's a Shutfus. Atah Vehu. You make me a partner in your creation. Your creation is the Nistar part, and my Chelik is the Nigla part. So that's why you have in Brachas both the Lashon Nistar, hidden, and Nigla, revealed. The hidden part is God's, Shir Kedishanu, and Atah is that's my Chelik, that's Nocheach. That's the Chelik HaNigla. That's the revealed. And we're partners in this. Atochon Antanu is Lashon Nochach, and the Chasim of Chonein is Nistar v'Nochach Gam Yachad. So that's a Shutfus. Chonein Das. In the previous shir, we saw the chiluk between the Lashonos of Kiddush and Tefillah and Yantif. Bachartanu mikol ha'amim. In contrast to Bacharbanu mikol am. Bacharbanu asher Bacharbanu mikol am, v'romamanu mikol lashon. And in Tefillah we say Ata bachartanu mikol ha'amim. V'romamtanu mikol ha'lishonos. So what's the difference? Why is there this chiluf? What's the contrast here between Lashon Yachid and Lashon Rabin? There were two bechiras that were said about the Jewish people, mikol ha'amim and mikol am. First we're talking about the tkufa. When it was Mikol Amim, the Jewish people were already a nation, and we were chosen from 70 other nations. So that's B'tach Barachatana Mikol HaAmim. The Bechira Mikol Am is in the Tkufa of Hein Am Echad V'Safa Achas L'Kulam. They were all one nation before the Pilug, before the dispersion. And that's how P'divri HaKosev Ban Chelayon Goyim Ba'afridob B'nei Adam Yatzei V'losamim L'mispar B'nei Yisrael Ban Chelayon Goyim is the beginning of the Tkufa of Baratzosam L'Goyayim, like it says in Bereshis Yud Lamed Aleph, that they were split up into different nations. Kol echad l'nachalas, so b'afrido b'nei Adam, the men were split up, b'diburim, b'lashonam, b'makomam, in their speech, in their tongue, in their place. Yatzev, the pasuk continues the pasuk in Dvarim Lam Beis Ches, Yatzev stood up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood up, established the number of the nations, k'neged shivim nefesh, k'loma. From the very fact that from one nation, something was cut off, and there were 70 things cut off, 70 pieces. Harei b'zeh yeshna hochacha shehim hanifcharim. 70 corresponding to our 70 souls that went down to Egypt. That shows that we're the chosen one. All the nations are based upon us. That's what means b'charbanu mikol am, even before the chiluk l'amim. Now we're one nation. And now God spreading everybody out. How's he going to spread everybody out? Corresponding to the Mispar B'nai Yisrael, as the pasuk says, according to the number of the Jews. So that shows that we were the chosen of all nation. Of when we were just one nation, we were already chosen. So we were chosen from the many nations after we were already a nation, after there were 70 nations. And we were chosen before there were any nations. There were just one nation. And then it says, Hashem badad yanchenu ve'eni mo'al nechar. In other words, ba'afrido b'nei adam l'shevim umot nitavai de'kach gam shevim elohei nechar. So it means God leads us alone and we have no foreign God. They have 70 foreign gods. They have all their gods. They have lots of gods. There's 70 nations with lots of gods. We don't have Hashem badad yanchenu. God alone will lead us without the El Nechar. And with this, we're different than the nations. U'bagoyim lo yitchashav. We are not considered among the nations. That's the Bechira. And that's from an earlier tkufa of Am Echad v'Safa Achas, of one nation and one language. So that's the Ma. That explains what there is, what the Chiluk is. The Chiluk between Am and Amin. But it doesn't explain Kol Echad b'Makomo. So now we're going to explain the reason for this Chiluk. So Bachar Banu Mikol Am is in Kiddush. That's in the Bracha, Bruchat Hashem, etc. Asher Bachar Banu, etc. And therefore it's Bachar Lashem Nistar. Not Ata Bacharta. Hu Bachar. Hidden. And that's the Shutfus. Remember, in the Shutfus, there's a hidden partner and a revealed partner. We're the revealed partner. God's the hidden partner. Tefillah, the Nusach there, the Lashon is Nochach. Bachartanu, you chose us. And the distinction between Am and Amim is exactly parallel to the distinction between Nistar and Nocheach. Because the chosenness of the Jewish people, Mikol Am, is Nistar, hidden. Because Midor Aflagat Shivim Nefesh, there were a number of generations. Nevertheless, already in Dor Aflaga, the Cheshbon was the Fim Mispar HaAsid Shel Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, Bechira Mikol Am is Belashon Nistar. When we were chosen from among one nation, it's hidden. Because there wasn't a Knesset Yisrael yet in the world. There wasn't Shivim Nefesh yet in the world. And already then we were chosen. So that's hidden. So the Bechira B'Nistar is Mikol Am, when we weren't around yet. That was secret. That's Mikol Am, there was one nation. And that's Bachar. He chose Lashon Nistar, it's secret, it's hidden. The Bechira, Begalui, that's Bachartanu, that's revealed. That's when we already existed and they existed. Bechartanu. Now it's revealed, now it's exposed. Now all the nations are here and we're here. And then you chose us. So that's something revealed, therefore it says Ata Bachartanu. So now we explain the reason why Bachar goes with Mikol Am, V'Romamani Mikol Ashan, and Bachartanu goes Mikol Am and V'Romamtanu Mikol Alashonos. That's why here it's like this and there it's like that. First we explain the Etzem difference. What's been seen Am and Amim, Lashon and Lashonos. And now we explain why in each place, because the Bachar has to go with the Am and Lashon. And the Bachartanu with the Amim and the Lashonos when everything is revealed. The nations are here. And then God shows us. That's Lashon Nochach, revealed. About the Shlamim, the Ramban writes, B'Lashono HaKadosh, HaShlamim Midasin Shel Yisrael. In other words, the chiluk between Olos and Shlamim is that Olos are Kulal Hashem, and Shlamim are Mechtel Hashem, and Mechtel Hashem, we eat part of it, and part of it we sacrifice on the altar. Baalim Ochlin Miskaperim, we eat and we're Miskaper. And that they were makabel and dub and dub and dub is me'akum, we accept from Goyim Karbonas is only Olos, not Shlam Lashon Chazal, because Akum Libo LaShamayim. What does it mean, Akum Libo LaShamayim? The Gemara Menachos and Gimel on the base. That Rakli Yisrael Yeshno Mahalach Shel Shutafut. Only for the Jews we have this Mahalach of Shutfus. That we're partners, some for us, some for God. A Goy can also give to Shamayim. But just in a way of give and take, he gives the carbon in order that it'll get good, it'll be zochet to good. But not as a shutfus, only the Jewish people have a shutfus. We're part of it, we eat, and part of it, God's eat. We're partners in this. And that's what it means, shlamim midas and shal Yisrael, because we're partners with God in creation. We understand we're here to be megalik vod shamayim, everything we do. And therefore, Dafko and Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, shlamim was mischadish the first time. That's the first time we have this cheshbon of Yerida LaMitzrayim b'shivim nefesh. And therefore, Dafko over there, for the first time we see the Atzev Gulos Amim, which is LaMisbar B'nai Yisrael. The nations are 70, corresponding to the 70 Jews that went down to Egypt. That's the Bechira Mikol Am. So if that's the Bechira we call Am, that's going to be the beginning of the Shutfus. We're talking about shutfus, that's part and parcel of the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, etc. Asher bachar banu. Bachar is lashon nistar. Nistar is because there's a hidden partner. And we're talking about partnership, that's already 70 nations, that's the 70. That's when it's nistar, ubemachshavto shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's in the world of bracha. And tefillah, it's not really as much part of the bracha. It's be'emtza nusach. It's not near the Baruch Atah Hashem. So there, it's bachartanu. That's after we've already been revealed. And there you don't see the union of the hidden partner. The hidden partner is only when it's Yatzev Lo Samim LaMisbar B'nei Yisrael, the Bachar. That's the Bracha. Bracha has a Nistar. Unlike in Shemoneh Esrei, when it's not near the Baruch Atah Hashem. So in Kiddush you have the Bachar, which is where there's a hidden chosenness, and a hidden chosenness means that there's a hidden partner, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is partnering with us, and it's hidden because already at the beginning when there was Bachar Banu Mikol Am, there was only one nation and there wasn't yet 70 Jews, so that's hidden, and it was only revealed now, Dafka now, by Yaakov. We have the Shlamim, which also symbolizes a partnership. And that's because now, for the first time, we find these 70 nations. Now it's coming out. We find the 70 Jews. Now it's beginning to be revealed. So it all comes at the same time. The Shlamim come together with the Shivim Nefesh. Because the Shivim Nefesh symbolize the partnership of us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that original Bechira of Bachar Banu Mikol Am, of Yatzev Kulo Samim LeMisbar B'nei Yisrael. And the Shlamim also symbolize the partnership that we eat part and God eats part, God gets part, Kibiyachal. That's Midash and Sel Yisrael. That's our partnership with Hashem. That's Dafka by Yaakov Avinu, who goes down to Mitzrayim with 70 nefashos. And we go back to the beginning, to the Haftach of Yaakov, Asimcha L'Goy Gadol. Why doesn't it say this Haftach to Avram Avinu in the Brisbane Absarim, that he's going to become a Goy Gadol like Yaakov? So the depth of this Haftach to Yaakov, L'Goy Gadol, Asimcha Sham, is not just an Indian of Ribui Banim, but rather, the Haftach is that, what? That now he is 70 souls, which is the Shorash Shel Yisrael, when they're in a massive of Am Echad Bachar Banim Yikol Am, B'dorah Flaga. So that is going, that 70 is now going to be completed to 600,000 in Mitzrayim. And then we're going to go from Mikol Am to Mikol Ha'amim. Shishim Ribo is a real nation. It's a nation that's been revealed. It's a nation that's been actualized. And therefore, this isn't Nogea, this doesn't apply to the Avtachat Avram. There you didn't have a cheshbon that the 70 people turned into 600,000. In other words, by Yaakov, the kavan of the Haftacha was that now you're 70. You know that in Mitzrayim, you're going to be zochet to a shlemus of a shir of shishim riba. And b'makom mikol am, you're going to be zochet to the bechir of mikol ha'amim b'foal. It isn't just many children. But Avram Avinu, hot zich nisht gepast as avtoche, weil dorten is nisht gewein kin cheshben von shivim nefesh. When Yaakov's avtoche kum do b'yachas l'cheshben zeh. But by Avram, such a avtoche wasn't shaykh, because he didn't have a cheshben of shivim nefesh. So to give a promise that you're going to be a great nation, that you're going to be an independent nation, doesn't relate at all to Avram Avinu, because Avram Avinu didn't have Shivim Nefesh then. It only related to Yaakov, because Yaakov now at 70, and he's saying this 70 is going to turn into 600,000. This Bachar Banu Mikol Am of the Yatzev Vulos Amim L'Misper Bnei Yisrael, when it's just one nation, and now these 70 are the root of the other 70 nations. You are one day going to, but right now we look at you as one solid block of a nation. One day you're going to be many, many nations. One day you're going to be, excuse me, an independent nation. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Yaakov Avinu. Does this relate to Avram, who didn't have Shivim Nefesh at the time? No, it's nothing to do with Avram. And therefore, the promise of Asimcha L'Goy Gadol is Nishke Past. Al Dorten is Nishke Venkin Cheshman from Shivim Nefesh. There was no Cheshman of Shivim Nefesh by Avram Avinu. So therefore, it's not relevant, it's not applicable to say by Simcha L'Goy Gadol, you're going to be an independent nation. Right now you're a hidden nation, one day you're going to be an independent nation. There's no Shivim Nefesh. It's Dafka by Yaakov, where there was Shivim Nefesh. That 70, which is the root of the Yumas HaOlam, of Bachar Banu Mikol Am, of Yatzev Lo Samim L'Mispar B'nei Yisrael, that one day you're going to be Bachar Tanu Mikol Amim, that you're going to be an independent nation. But again, that wasn't relevant to Avram, because he didn't have the Shivim Nefesh. Advaram hayu amukim meod v'niflaim v'nisgavim. Baruch Hashem, Beitzos Hashem darkeinu. We will continue in the next year, and see more neflaos mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.